A four-month-old baby chokes in Zitulele Hospital in South Africa's Eastern Cape province. The infant has pneumonia. The girl's doctor, Taryn Gaunt, is convinced that she's seriously ill because her mother did not breastfeed her.
There have been hundreds of children who've died because they're formula fed, because that was what was being preached. Unfortunately, there's still children who are dying because they are formula feeding, and it is not safe and it is not viable here. And then the ones who don't die end up with malnutrition and with growth stunting because they don't get enough milk.
According to medical experts, a mix of formula milk, water and solid foods damages the sensitive lining of babies' stomachs. This lining protects them against infections, including HIV. Dr. Liz Gatley says mixed feeding also makes the infants very vulnerable to other potentially fatal illnesses.
Doing the pediatrics ward from time to time, I've just seen so many babies come in malnourished, with diarrhea, with pneumonia, just so, so sick, and who are not breastfed. A third of women delivering in our labour ward have had a child die of diarrhea or pneumonia.
Science has established that breast milk contains antibodies that help youngsters fight off many of these diseases. But milk from HIV-positive mothers also contains the virus. Zitulele's chief doctor, Ben Gaunt, says it's unfortunate that some children are infected with HIV as a result of the policy of exclusive breastfeeding.
That's distressing. It's distressing for everyone. And that is public health policy. There are going to be people who don't have an optimal outcome because of the choices that we made. But we have to accept that for the vast majority of people, if they were to follow that policy, the outcome will be better.
He argues that the HIV risk associated with exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months is outweighed by its benefits of saving thousands of youngsters from other, more common diseases. Gorn says far more babies die every year in South Africa of diarrhea and pneumonia than HIV. A newborn baby breastfeeds in Zitulele's HIV section. Liz Gatley says when she started working here 3 years ago, she couldn't find a single mother who was exclusively breastfeeding. But now, she says, the practice is common among women attending the hospital's HIV clinic.
I know it's a bold thing to say, but I would say 80% or more of those women, almost all of them, are breastfeeding, exclusively breastfeeding.
She ascribes this to Zitulele's doctors meticulously explaining the consequences to mothers of feeding babies substances other than breast milk. But most public hospitals in South Africa don't offer this level of counselling, with the result, says Gatley, that many mothers continue to mix feed, opening their babies up to life-threatening diseases like kwashiorkor.
So they get really swollen and their skin starts peeling, and those patients are usually quite sick. And they've reached the end of their ability to compensate. It's a malnutrition diagnosis.
Medical studies show that only 2% of babies in South Africa are exclusively breastfed up until 6 months of age. Gaunt acknowledges that outside of his HIV clinic, most mothers feed solid mixes to babies as young as 3 weeks.
Everything from women using a few spoons of flour to make the water look white because they can't afford formula.
To make matters worse, he says, babies are more often than not given water. Water that in underdeveloped areas like Oliver Tambo District is usually polluted.
Every single other water source here is contaminated.